Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is endorsing Donald Trump. As NPR's Jessica Taylor reports, Christie is reversing course on his assessment of Trump, someone he had described months ago as the wrong person to be president.
Chris Christie was ready to let bygones be bygones as he introduced Trump ahead of his rally in Fort Worth.
Texas, I'm here today to proudly say I endorse Donald Trump for president of the United States.
Christie's support comes less than 2 weeks after he ended his own candidacy following a disappointing finish in the New Hampshire primary. Christie had savaged Marco Rubio during a seminal Granite State debate. And now, with the Florida senator surging against Trump after last night's debate, Christie's endorsement was perfectly timed to blunt momentum for Rubio. Christie and Trump haven't always been bosom buddies, though. During the campaign, Christie had questioned Trump's temperament, while Trump had hit Christie over scandals in his administration. Jessica Taylor, NPR News, Washington.
Women in Florida seeking an abortion will now have to wait 24 hours and also make a separate trip to their physician. Nick Evans of member station WFSU reports the appeals court decision ends a hold that was preventing the law from taking effect.
The ruling by Florida's First District Court of Appeal means the law takes effect immediately. It requires what supporters refer to as a 24-hour reflection period before getting an abortion. State lawmakers passed the law last year, but it's been on hold, pending a challenge from the American Civil Liberties Union. In its ruling, the Florida Appeals Court says the trial judge failed to show the waiting period as a significant restriction and didn't develop enough evidence to warrant an injunction. For NPR News, I'm Nick Evans in Tallahassee.
Apple stockholders today gave company CEO Tim Cook a standing ovation at the first shareholders meeting since the firm's highly publicized clash with the FBI over encryption. Tim Cook today defending Apple's refusal to help unlock an iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino shooters on the grounds it would make all other iPhones vulnerable to hacking by authorities or criminals going forward. Tom Rapko is a stockholder who says he thinks Apple's position is valid.
I think if you give the government an inch, they're going to take a yard. So, in compelling a private company to do government work, I think is also kind of against the Fourth Amendment as well.
However, some shareholders said Apple should comply. Federal officials have maintained they're only asking for narrow assistance to bypass a security feature on the phone. Americans were opening their wallets a bit more last month. The Commerce Department reporting today consumer spending was up 0.5% in January, while personal incomes rose by a similar amount. It marked the biggest boost in spending on the part of consumers since June of last year. Consumer spending is closely watched by economists since it accounts for roughly two-thirds of overall U.S. economic activity. A mixed close on Wall Street to end the week. The Dow dropped 57 points at 16,639. The NASDAQ gained 8 points. The S&P 500 closed down 3 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Despite Republican pledges to block anyone he nominates, the White House says President Obama continues to assemble a list of potential nominees to replace Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says while some names are already on the list, others may still be added. Earnest says Obama will not select a nominee before he meets next week with Senate leaders. The president hopes to persuade Republicans to allow hearings and vote on a nominee to replace the late justice, despite their insistence he should leave it for the next president. Zika infections have been confirmed in 9 pregnant U.S. residents. NPR's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports on the latest numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Of the 9 cases, 2 babies were born healthy and 1 was born with severe microcephaly. 2 women had miscarriages, 2 had abortions, and the remaining 2 pregnancies appear to be continuing normally. The women had all traveled to places where Zika virus transmission is ongoing, including Mexico, Puerto Rico, and American Samoa. The CDC recommends that all pregnant women who have recently traveled to such places be screened for the virus. 10 more possible cases of Zika virus in pregnant women are currently being investigated. And because 3 other women are believed to have contracted the virus in the U.S. from their sexual partners, the CDC advises pregnant women to use condoms or abstain from sex with a male partner who has recently traveled to one of the 34 places with Zika transmission. Ray Ellen Bichelle, NPR News.
A woman and 2 Western Pennsylvania cheese firms have acknowledged that they labeled cheese as grated Parmesan Romano, but it was actually a combination of a variety of cheeses, plus a filler made from wood pulp. Under the plea, each company will forfeit $500,000. The woman was charged with aiding and abetting the commerce of misbranded food.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.